Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He hits a slammer!
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Milliken win! Milliken win!
Now, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Morning on KMOX. Obviously, huge news today as the St. Louis Blues relieve Drew Bannister of his duties and hire Jim Montgomery back to the organization, a 5-year contract. To talk about it, we bring in Blues broadcaster, part of their team, FanDuel Sports Network Midwest, Andy Strickland on KMOX. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Tommy. Thanks for having me, as always.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us on such short notice. Obviously, it's huge news that came out this morning. Shocking news in some ways, but then in others, no. I mean, Montgomery's name connected to the Blues. It's a very Doug Armstrong-like, aggressive move, I feel like. What do you think?
Well, it reminds me of when they fired Davis Payne and they brought in Ken Hitchcock, you know? I don't think people were anticipating the move with Davis Payne. He had signed a contract extension. It was early in the year. It was in November. But, of course, Doug Armstrong and Ken Hitchcock go way back, and they had a relationship, and Hitch was available, working as a consultant at the time with the Columbus Blue Jackets. So, again, that made sense. And I think this one makes sense, too. I mean, Monty obviously has a long history with the Blues, not just with Doug Armstrong, but even dating back prior to Army being a member of the organization. You know, obviously, Jim Montgomery, you know, playing here in his younger days. You know, his wife is from St. Louis. He played with the Missouri River Otters back in the day as a player coach in the United Hockey League. So he spends his summers here. So he's got a lot of history, knows a lot of people in St. Louis, and, you know, was part of the coaching staff just a few years back. So, you know, when he was fired a few days ago by the Boston Bruins, I think a lot of people were trying to connect the dots and assume that this was in play and this was going to happen. I don't think people, you know, expected it to happen as quick as it did. But, you know, you got a situation here with Jim Montgomery where his contract is expiring with Boston at the end of the year. You knew he was going to want to get back behind the bench. I've talked to him since he was fired from the Bruins. And, you know, listen, he still felt like he had plenty of energy, and he wasn't looking just to wait out the rest of the season and take this into the offseason. If the right situation came calling here this year, he was going to jump at it. And that's what happened here with the Blues.
When the Bruins got bounced early in the playoffs last season, there was some speculation that he could be let go then. Do you think the Blues were talking about it and could have pounced then?
Well, they couldn't have pounced then because he was under contract with Boston and they hadn't, you know, let him go, right? Mm-hmm. So he was, a member of the Boston Bruins, and they, had every intention of bringing him back. I will say the decision in terms of what they were looking to do in terms of the Blues last offseason, I know Jim Montgomery was always in the back of their mind. They knew this was the final year of his contract. And they elected to go with Drew Bannister. And they interviewed other candidates, specifically some college candidates, some guys that are high-profile names in NCAA hockey. And those didn't work out. But at the end of the day, I think always, Tom, the Blues knew that Jim Montgomery, the way the season had started, his lack of playoff success. And I will point out that the Bruins and Monty did engage in contract extension talks, and they couldn't come to an agreement. Now, whether that's because the team or there's a good possibility that's on Monty too, where he didn't like what he was hearing, in terms of the direction of the team and the future of the team, and maybe the relationship that he had with management there in Boston became a little bit too rocky for him to want to commit to the Bruins too. So I think that was, in part what led to him being fired a few days ago. In addition to the 5-1 loss to Columbus, you lose at home to 5-1, to Columbus 5-1 when things are already going south, that's probably a game that will get you fired. But I think both sides knew that the time was coming to an end and they were going to be parting ways after the season, regardless of how the season went anyway. So once that happened, once Jim Montgomery becomes available, I think if you're Doug Armstrong, you have to really sit back and evaluate things, and you look around the league, and there's going to be other firings here too, Tom. Typically you get to that 20-game mark. This is when general managers and ownership, start to truly evaluate where their team is at. And, there are other coaches who are on the hot seat, and the last thing you want to do is allow a guy that you want to bring on board get eaten up by somebody else. And all of a sudden now he's off the board and he's not available. So once he's there and you're going to have to make a move at some point, I just don't think there's any reason to hesitate. Just go ahead and do it.
What do you think has gone wrong with the Blues? Obviously Drew Bannister is the face of this and loses his job. Players, the way the roster was constructed, does it all factor in together?
Oh, yeah. And, the injuries obviously this year, have probably interrupted some of that chemistry that you were hoping to create both offensively and obviously on the back end too. Philip Broberg being down with an injury right now, forces players to play higher up in the lineup where you traditionally wouldn't have them play. So they're playing more minutes and seeing different responsibilities than you would typically want in a perfect world. Robert Thomas going down, for 4 weeks, that was difficult. They brought on a lot of new players, like you said. And, I think the biggest challenge for this team coming into the year was going to be, how are some of these guys?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
How are these different pieces to the puzzle going to come together? And now you've seen players kind of take a step back, Tom, when you look at, you know, Alexander Texier, who's been a healthy scratch. He's not even really playing, having a hard time even getting in the lineup. You know, Matthew Joseph maybe is taking a little bit of a back seat. And then you look at your high-end top players offensively, how many of them have had, you know, extended stretches with no production, whether it's goal scoring or points in general. We saw that with Pavel Buchnevich. They were playing him out of position a little bit. Now he's playing on his natural wing position with Robert Thomas being back. But, you know, he went several games without scoring. Brandon Saab went several games without scoring. Shen, Thomas, Kyrou. I mean, you name it. You go down the line, you know, a lot of guys have been struggling. I mean, Jake Neighbors is leading this team in goal scoring right now with 7 goals. So, and you look at all the – it's interesting, Tom, because people ask me in the summertime, well, what led to the Blues bringing Drew Bannister back? And you look at his record, he was 31-19-5, so that was a part of it. You know, they won some games last year when he took over. But all the categories that you point that are connected to coaching, goals against, that really improved last year, power play really improved, the penalty kill got better as well. Those were all areas that showed significant improvement when he took over for Craig Berube last year. And then you look at those numbers right now, and they're among, you know, the worst in the league in pretty much every single category that I just mentioned, you know, near the bottom. And what's interesting is the Boston Bruins are at the bottom in a number of those categories too. I mean, their power play is dead last in the league. And their best players hadn't performed at the expectation level that they had coming into the season. When you look at David Pastrnak and Brad Marchand and some of these guys, so, you know, they have similar issues, but Jim Montgomery's a hell of a coach. You know, he's known as a player's coach. He will frustrate you at times because he likes to go to the blender and he mixes up lines like crazy. Joel Quenneville used to do that for several years here in St. Louis and throughout the course of his career. So, listen, they're not afraid to make in-game adjustments. They have a feel for the game. But he is a guy who can certainly connect with younger players. And they've got a lot of young guys coming in. But it's a familiar face, a familiar voice, a relationship that's already intact. It just made too much sense, Tommy, not to go in this direction.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that in our final couple minutes here. What is Monty's best attribute, do you think? You might have just said that he's able to blend veterans and young players, it sounds like, is one of the best things he does.
Well, he's a communicator, really good communicator. And listen, I think he's going to, you know, ignite a little bit of a spark here with the fan base, which has maybe been waiting for that this season, Tom. I'm sure you can feel that too. You know, whether it's the Cardinals or the Blues, I mean, traditionally the coach or the manager is almost as popular as the head coach or as the players. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they sell tickets too. You know, Tony La Russa sold tickets. Mike Martz sold tickets. Dick Vermeil sold tickets, you know, towards the end of his tenure. Joel Quenneville sold tickets. Craig Berube sold tickets. Jim Montgomery is going to be a guy that I think is going to be able to get people excited to head down to the Enterprise Center to watch the Blues for the rest of the season. There's a lot of runway left. And you look at the Western Conference, I mean, there's a lot of teams that are kind of jam-packed right there in the middle, right? And not a ton of separation. I mean, you have some teams like Winnipeg and some of these teams that have really, you know, kind of separated themselves early. But there's been a lot of teams that have underperformed. You know, Colorado got off to a rough start. They've played way better as of late. But I think the Blues feel like, hey, you know, coming into the season, they felt like they had a team that was good enough to make the playoffs. The way they were playing, there was no chance they were going to make the playoffs. this is an effort to see if they can kind of right the ship and get on a run here and get back into it. And they gave Jim Montgomery a 5-year deal. This is a major commitment they're making to him. And I tweeted out the other day, if I was a head coach, I'd want a 5-year deal minimum if I had any leverage, because these coaches are getting fired 2-3 years into their contract anyway. So he's going to have some time to get things together. They've got a lot of first-round picks that are coming here, as you know. And it should be a good fit. I'm really excited to see how this goes, Tom.
As am I. Jim Montgomery is the new coach of the Blues, a 5-year deal, as Drew Bannister officially announced fired this morning. Andy Strickland, FanDuel Sports Network Midwest, thank you so much for joining us. And might I add, please subscribe to his podcast with Cam Jansen, camandstrick.com. Just subscribe and you will be happy that you did. Thank you for joining us on short notice today.
Okay. I appreciate it, Tom. Have a great day.
Thank you. Andy Strickland with us on KMOX. Josh Schertz, head coach of the Billikens, is with us next on KMOX.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.